Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is John 1, 43 to 51. John chapter 1, verse 43 to 51. The next day, Jesus decided to leave for Galilee. Finding Philip, he said to him, "Follow me." Philip, like Andrew and Peter, was from the town of Bethsaida. Philip found Nathanael and told him, "We have found the one Moses wrote about in the law, and about whom the prophets also wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." "Nazareth? Can anything good come from there?" Nathanael asked. "Come and see," said Philip. When Jesus saw Nathanael approaching, he said of him, "Here truly is an Israelite in whom there is no deceit." "How do you know me?" Nathanael asked. Jesus answered, "I saw you while you were still under the fig tree before Philip called you." Then Nathanael declared, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus said, "You believe because I told you I saw you under the fig tree. You will see greater things than that." He then added, "Very truly I tell you, you will see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." My theme for reflection is faith that walks on 2 feet. Faith that walks on 2 feet. Most of us have been invited to something with a mix of curiosity and skepticism. "Come, you would like it," someone says, and we quietly wonder if we really will. John 1, 43 to 51 begins with just such an invitation, simple and unpolished, yet world-changing. "Come and see." That phrase spoken by Philip to Nathanael turns out to be one of the most profound summaries of how Christian faith begins and grows. The problem the text quietly exposes is human hesitation. Nathanael is not hostile, he is cautious, even ironic. "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" His doubt is reasonable. Nazareth has no reputation, no pedigree, no prophetic prestige. In other words, Nathanael thinks faith should come with credentials. Philip does not argue, defend, or persuade. He does something far more confident. He invites, "Come and see." Faith in John's gospel is not first transmitted by proof, but by encounter. Jesus, for his part, resolves Nathanael's doubt not by flattery, but by truth. He sees Nathanael before Nathanael sees him. "Here is truly an Israelite in whom there is no deceit." When Nathanael is startled, "Where did you get to know me?" Jesus replies that he saw him under the fig tree. We are not told what Nathanael was doing there, but the image suggests prayer, study, and longing. Nathanael realizes that he is already known. The skeptic becomes a confessor. "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Yet Jesus gently reframes Nathanael's enthusiasm. "You will see greater things than these." Faith does not stop at insight. It opens into a journey. Jesus echoes Jacob's dream in Genesis 28 verse 12, where a ladder connects heaven and earth and angels ascend and descend. Here Jesus declares himself to be that living connection, the true meeting point between God and humanity. What Jacob glimpsed in a dream, the disciples will encounter in a person. This passage shows how God addresses doubt without shaming it. Nathanael's question is not silenced, it is transformed. The Christian faith spreads not because people stop questioning, but because they meet Christ within their questions. As Carbath once wrote, "Faith is not the absence of doubt, It is the courage to live with questions. John's Gospel insists that honest seeking can lead to genuine confession. There is also wisdom here from the Stoic philosophers, especially Epictetus, who argued that truth is recognized not by argument alone, but by lived coherence. For the Stoics, reality must be tested by experience, not merely asserted. Philip's come and see fits this well. He trusts that truth can withstand encounter. Christianity, at its healthiest, does not fear examination, it invites it. For Christian people today, this text reshapes our understanding of witness. We are not called to win debates or manage impressions. We are called to invite others into a lived encounter with Christ through worship, community, service, prayer, and love. The faith moves person to person, life to life. See how they love one another, the early world said and many believed. It also challenges our own discipleship. Nathanael is promised greater things, not comfort, but transformation. Following Jesus means allowing our expectations to be exceeded and our assumptions revised. Heaven and earth are still opening where Christ is present. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, where do I resonate more with Nathanael's skepticism than with Philip's invitation? Number two, how has my own faith been shaped more by encounter than by argument? And now our practical exercise for the day. Today, practice Philip's vocation. Invite someone gently and without pressure into a space where Christ is present. A conversation, a prayer, a service, or an act of care. Simply say in word or action, come and see. Gracious Lord Jesus, you meet us where we are, curious, cautious, and searching. Thank you for knowing us before we knew you. Give us the humility to seek, the courage to follow, and the generosity to invite others to encounter your living presence. Open our eyes to greater things and make us faithful witnesses of your truth and love. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore.